Jeff Bishop is a trader's trader, a guy that even the pros turn to as a mentor for how to minimize mistakes and maximize profits.
Good idea.
Thank you.
An expert at spotting the next trend and a careful observer of the market's movements and motivations.
My name is Matt Foley, and I am a motivational speaker.
Now it's your chance to pick his brain. This is Jeff Bishop's Next Trade.
What will they think of next?
Where he gives you his market sense and tells you what he's got his eye on and how he's going to play it.
Let the games begin.
Well, absolutely. We want to get Jeff Bishop's take on the market. He is the editor at TopStockPicks.com, the co-founder of RagingBull.com. You have the websites that you need to know right there. TopStockPicks.com, specific for Jeff. RagingBull.com to find out what Jeff is thinking and also the rest of the staff and traders and experts at Raging Bull. TopStockPicks.com, the place to go, except for those times when he's here, of course. Jeff Bishop, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. Love being here.
Let's get right to it. Jeff Bishop's next trade is...
short the market.
Wow. Jeff Bishop's next trade is to short the markets. This is a broad market call, like we're going to be shorting the S&P 500 or we're going to be shorting the full Russell. And how long are we shorting this for? Is this kind of a day or swing trade? What is making you say that you got to short the market now?
Yeah, I know it's going to be a really unpopular call right now, especially when you go back and look at the bull rally we've been on for the last 3 years, maybe even 8-9 years. I mean, it's a huge run. Shorting the market has been probably the worst thing you can do. But I really think that at a short-term time, this is a great opportunity to look at shorting the market. Things continue to get weaker on each rally. Just look for a short-term opportunity. We're looking for a week or 2 weeks. I think there's a good opportunity for another 2 or 3% drop in the market. And that alone could be a huge trade for traders if you make the right moves on it.
But when you say the market, are you talking about the S&P 500, a total stock market index? What are the vehicles that you would recommend using? Is it going to be doing this with options? Is it going to be doing this with leveraged inverse ETFs? And which indexes are you willing to say are topping out here?
So right now I'm primarily looking at the triple Qs, the QQQ, which tracks the NASDAQ index, and the IWM, which tracks the small cap index. I think those are the two most vulnerable at this point. The IWM is just barely above break even now for the year. It had about a 10% run earlier. It's given all that back, and that continues to show weakness. I think that's more of a leading indicator index. The S&P and the NASDAQ are both getting really heavy. I think the NASDAQ has got more vulnerability here for a quick move down. We've seen several spikes during the day over the last few weeks where it will just drop 1 or 2% for not really much of a reason. So I think there's a lot of sellers who are looking to lock in profits when they can. And when things look a little weak, I think that index is going to get sold off harder than other ones. So I think that's one that you can really look at here.
And will you play this using inverse ETFs? Will you play this using actual shorts? How are you going to do it? And what's going to be your target on this?
Yeah. So I run two newsletters, the newsletter on topstockpicks.com. You know, I run trading ETFs and leveraged ETFs especially. So as I'm looking at that, I'm looking at using the leveraged ETFs for top stock picks trades. And probably my go-to one I'll be looking to get into shortly will be TZA. That's going to give you triple leverage against the IWM index as it goes lower. So if that makes a 1% move lower, TZA should go up 3%. So investors can have an easy way to make a trade without having to do options and still have leverage on an index going down. So I think TZA is something that I'll be talking to my investors about very shortly. But with Millionaire Roadmap, which is another service I'm a part of, I do a lot of options training. And I'll be looking at buying puts on IWM as well as the QQQ. I also think the volatility is a good spot to be looking to get back in here. So my main way to trade that is with UVXY. That's an easy trade that most people can make. I like to do that by buying the actual stock and also options around it.
So explain how that works. If you're going to say, I'm going to buy the actual shares in UVXY and the options around it, how are you making that play? And you're using basically the options as a hedge, or you're using the shares as a hedge on the options, however you want to phrase it, right?
You know, I've found that buying options on UVXY is really tough. The premiums on that stock individually, they're very high. And so I have a hard time winning by buying the stock. What I've had much more success with is selling the options. So when I'm selling options, your odds of winning go up dramatically because you're playing the house at that point in the casino. You're not making the bets, you're taking the bets. And so I like to be a seller of options. So when UVXY feels at a really low point, I like to be a seller of puts. So I want to sell out of the money puts and look to collect the premiums on that. I also want to sell out of the money calls on that. So I'll look for way out of the money calls, try to collect some premium. When I do that, I always hold some UVXY stock because sometimes that stock just gets way out of hand. It can go up a lot faster and quicker than anyone thinks. So I always want to have a little bit of stock there to hedge any calls that I do sell. And again, it's a strategy I really talk a lot about over Millionaire Roadmaps. I think this one is a little more tricky than most strategies. So I think people really need a little more hand-holding as they get started with that. And they really need to understand the risks of making that type of trade before they get into it.
Yeah, and we should point out UVXY is the ProShares Ultra VIX short-term futures. And it is an exceptionally volatile trade because, well, it's based on volatility and it swings pretty hard with volatility. This trade, yep. This shorting the market trade, how long do you think it's going to last? And what are you setting your stops at? Because as you pointed out, there are a lot of people who bet against you on this one.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of people betting against this trade. They're betting the market's going to continue to go higher. So I'm well aware of that. So when I take a short position, I always have to keep a stop in place. It's a very good point. So I look at the triple Q, for example. That's our NASDAQ index. I'm really close to making a position right here on the short side. What I'm seeing is that the NASDAQ keeps making lower highs. So it makes a dip and then it rebounds, but it doesn't retrace and make a new high. It's making lower highs each time it makes a rally, and then it kind of fades and it goes back lower. So I think we're really close to that point around this 144 area on the triple Q. I think a clean break above 145, 146 would definitely be a place I would stop out. You know, 145 wouldn't pressure me out of it, but 146 definitely would be an exit point for me if the Qs make that. And to the downside, I think that there could be about a 4 to 5 point drop. That's not a percentage move, just 4 or 5 points in the index. So I think the triple Qs could see $140, $139 in the next 2 weeks. I don't know what the news event will be that could trigger that. It may not even have to be a news event. So we can't forecast what's going to happen with North Korea or earnings announcements or whatever our president's going to tweet out tomorrow. We don't have a lot of control over that. But just the technical and the fundamental side is I think that it's looking for a pullback, and that could easily happen in the next 1 or 2 weeks. So I'll play that accordingly with options.
Folks should understand that as we record this, the QQQ is trading at about 144. So that tells you he's got his stop set at, you know, the 146 range and is hoping the profit if it gets down to about 140. Jeff, really interesting stuff. We'll be interested to see how it plays out, and we'll check in with you next week to see what you're trading then.
Yeah, we'll check it out next week and see how this goes.
Well, let's hope that it works out the right way. But anyway, it works out for us. It's always interesting to watch. Jeff Bishop is the editor at TopStockPicks.com, the co-founder of RagingBull.com. And if you go to TopStockPicks.com, you can learn more as well about the Millionaire's Roadmap that Jeff was talking about. Raging Bull is on Twitter at Raging Bull, and we are heading up to the market call. Sam Lee from Severian Asset Management will be here talking ETFs when Money Life continues right after this message.